views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 in the sunny Seattle area, WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, Cable Radio Network, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm looking out right now at some fairly clear skies, which for this time of year, which is a gardening time of year, by the way, it's always a pleasure to see some sun. And I'm also looking across the counter at Benny, who's got all sorts of contraptions around him making this happen. How are you doing today, Benny?
Doing well. Both my green thumbs are ready to roll. And I don't know how you did it to the weather. You do it every day. Yeah, it looks great.
Well, good.
You've done a wonderful job. You've painted the skyline beautifully.
Oh, yes. It's gorgeous. And I always have to sit in the position where I can actually see out the window as well, because it is gorgeous in this area, and particularly in the spring when it's sunny out, you know, with the iridescent yellow greens, you know, showing up and the new growth on the deciduous trees contrasted with the darkness of the evergreens. It's just beautiful in this area.
Wow, you're like a little Miss Bobby Ross. I mean, instead of Bob Ross, you're like the female version. You're like Bobby Ross. Good for that. Was excellent.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
And it just,
I think you missed your calling if the radio thing goes south.
So anyway, you know, today happens to be Arbor Day, and
yes,
we're going to hear a little bit more about that. And once upon a time, many, many, many years ago, when I was a kid growing up, one of the three places I grew up was Nebraska. And I happen to know that Arbor Day originated in Nebraska. We're going to talk just a little bit about that with our guest today. And, you know, my guest today, it's interesting. She's written a book, and it's called Plant Whatever Brings You Joy, Blessed Wisdom from the Garden. And so she's this gardening expert who, she's got a blog. She's, you know, spent many years helping others promote their books. She's you know, widely talented. But what she's done is she's taken some of the wisdom from the garden and turned it into wisdom for the for our lives. She's an internationally known book publicist. She spent over three decades promoting best-selling books designed to make a difference, expressed in her popular tagline, changing the world one book at a time. And of course, this one book is also helping to change the world. She's an author, obviously. She's a popular gardening blogger with some great photos and great blogging on her website. She's a devoted mother, a keen nature observer, and an animal lover. Just, I love her already just hearing that. She holds a Bachelor of Arts in English and did anthropological graduate work at California Institute of Integral Studies in San Francisco. Her many articles have appeared throughout the country, including in publications such as In Science of Mind, Ode Magazine, and Birdwatcher's Digest. She is the author of this book I just mentioned a moment ago, Plant Whatever Brings You Joy, Blessed Wisdom from the Garden. Catherine Hall. Catherine, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Thank you so much. It's a joy to be here.
You know, it's wonderful that we were able to arrange this on Arbor Day. And I had to do a little research about Arbor Day. I know that it was a big deal in Nebraska when I lived there growing up when I was a kid, you know, and I think we went out and planted trees. And I know it has to do with planting trees, but what's your understanding about the origins of Arbor Day?
You know, honestly, I had to look it up because I've never lived anywhere. In fact, I'm actually pleased to hear that you remember Arbor Day from your childhood. I've never experienced living anywhere, and I've lived a lot of different states.
Uh-huh.
Where people actually celebrated Arbor Day, and I thought, what a pity. So I did my homework and discovered, as you did, that it was originated in Nebraska in 1872 by a man named Sterling Morton, who was one of the early pioneers in Nebraska. And people missed trees, and he loved trees, and he encouraged people to plant trees in every venue that he possibly could. He was connected to one of the best newspapers in Nebraska, and he used that as a venue. And then I think he got involved in more administrative city kind of some position that gave him the authority to continue to encourage people to plant trees.
Right, right.
And he finally established Arbor Day in 1872. And in 1874, they officially had this huge celebration, and 1,000 people showed up, and they say that over 1 million trees were planted that first day.
Wow.
So
that's
I thought,
amazing.
You know, here we have Earth Day. When all along we had Arbor Day, why weren't we taking advantage of that and planting trees everywhere? Look at the differences we could have made if that had been kept as an active tradition.
Well, you know,
so now that I know about it, I'll do my best to help him along.
Well,
write about it on my blog.
Here in Seattle, you know, I almost hate to say this. I don't think we need more trees.
Probably not.
The trees sprout like weeds. It's great. It's fabulous. It's such a green area. And, of course, there are areas where they've clear-cutted, which is really tragic. But, generally speaking, the trees grow naturally. When I lived in Nebraska, it was rather barren. It's, for those of you who have never been to Nebraska or haven't seen film footage of it, it's the Great Plains. It's you know, there are big open fields, and it's a great place where they grow corn and stuff. But there aren't many trees. So planting trees was probably a really big deal for the pioneers who'd come from the East Coast, where there were lots of deciduous trees and some evergreens. Coming to the Midwest, you know, into the Great Plains, it was barren. And so they took it upon themselves to plant, which was a really wise thing.
Right.
So, you know, your book is beautiful, and I love the title of it, Plant Whatever Brings You Joy.
Thank you.
But it's not really a gardening book per se, is it?
It's not, and I want your listeners to know that, you know, though I have gardened for decades, I am not the master gardener type. Don't ask me anything that's like really. I'm more an intuitive gardener. I'm an experimental gardener. Uh-huh. I'm a random gardener. I'm not the kind of person who's going to plant things in rows. I'm more apt to say, well, how would it look if I put a rose here, and what happens when I plant the oregano in the pot? Oh, it spills out and takes over my entire vegetable garden. Well, that's interesting. The bees seem to like it. So, the book originated when my daughter graduated from high school, mm-hmm. and all I wanted to do was move to the country and get a dog. That was my dream.
Oh,
and I came up to Mendocino County, uh-huh. out on the coast at the time. And I got a dog, and I started a garden, and I noticed that everything I was planting had some lesson. There was some lesson attached to it.
Mm.
Like, I would plant something, and it was bigger than I expected it to be. And I realized, I'm going to have to take this into account in the future. And one thing led to another, and I said, I need to start taking notes.
Right.
Because this is really valuable information, and of course it is, because it comes out of the earth. And so I started taking notes in a journal, but I would work it through in my mind first. I would notice a concept, and I would think, how can I make this really, really succinct? Because I wanted to pass on the wisdom, but I wanted to do it in a really succinct way. And I originally envisioned that this book might be one line on a page.
Uh-huh.
And I was influenced by having worked with the I Ching for a long time,
mm-hmm.
because I noticed as I worked with the I Ching for a couple of decades. And then I would notice in my everyday life that some bit of wisdom would surface as I was facing some kind of challenge in my life that day. Could be something simple.
Sure.
Could be something more complex. And something would drift up out of my subconscious. And I would say, huh, okay, that came from the I Ching, but it's perfect for this moment. Like, one of them was, there is always something one-sided about the learning of the self-taught. And I would think, okay, I need to take a workshop, something like that.
Right,
and so
right.
I wanted to take that, I wanted to include that intention in writing this book, so that people who would be reading it in the future would say, "Oh, I remember. Just use the right tool for the job. Mm-hmm. Use the right tool for the job. Resist the temptation to plant more than you can care for," which is certainly true in the garden, but it's very much true in our everyday lives. Think how busy we are.
And I have to tell you that I do that regularly. I have to relearn that lesson over and over again.
Not taking on too much.
Yes, exactly.
See, so there would be an opportunity, if this were like rooted in your subconscious, resist the temptation to plant more than you can care for, and you had read the story, because each of these lessons, there are 52, mm-hmm. I've illustrated with some story from my life, kind right. of like, okay, it's not going to be published as one line on a page. It's going to be illustrated with stories from my life. I can't go back and say how I got there to start with, because it took weeks or months or years to get this far. But what does this metaphorical lesson mean in my life now, as I was writing the book? So resist the temptation to plant more than you can care for. For me in that moment, it was like, oh, how about the canaries? You got two canaries, they had babies, they started inbreeding, you had more babies, you couldn't get rid of them, you bought more cages. Uh-huh. How many canaries? 23 canaries.
Oh my goodness.
You know, it's like, how can I let go of them? No one will ever take as good care of them as I do.
Uh-huh. You know? Right, right.
Finally let them go. So that lesson was thoroughly embodied. Just remember the canaries. Yeah, don't overextend. Mm-hmm. Learn to say no. Really hard for women especially, right?
Right, right. And we're going to get into more of the lessons, but it's fascinating, Catherine, how you took observations from nature and observations of your own journey and put them together in this book. And we're going to have more with Catherine Hall when we return here on Christine Upchurch Show.
Went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation with Catherine Hall. She is the author of Plant Whatever Brings You Joy, Blessed Wisdom from the Garden. Now, I have to tell you, Catherine, that I generally don't garden in the yard up here because I got really tired of battling slugs, and I have this thing where I don't like to kill other critters, and so I was having to, you know, face either let the slugs eat my strawberries or whatever it was, or kill them. And I just decided, well, I'll let them have the strawberries and I'll start planting container gardens. And the other day, oh my gosh, I had hurt my back. I had fallen and hurt my back. And like 2 days later, I happened to be in a garden store and I found all sorts of flowers that I found myself totally compelled to plant into containers. I could not help myself. It's kind of like my back says no, but my soul says yes. What is it about gardening that just draws us in on that soul level?
Beauty.
Mm.
Beauty. You know, I think about the garden as being just ancient. Like the wisdom that's inherent in the garden is ancient. It took millions and millions of years to evolve to what we take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the most amazing wisdom we have access to. And we just walk by it. So many of us just walk by it. We're not taking good care of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so when we put ourselves out in nature, we're immersing ourselves in what we really are. We're not separate from nature. We're part of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's mirrored back to us from this really deep, ancient place, and we feel how we're part of that, and our soul longs for that, and it's beautiful. I just think beauty is feeding your soul beauty, feeding your soul I love roses. Don't you love roses?
I do. I don't like battling what likes to eat roses.
I just
including the deer.
Oh, deer, that's something else.
Yeah.
I don't have deer.
But they're
gorgeous.
Do
you have a dog?
No.
I honestly, borrow a dog and let a dog pee all the way around your roses, I swear. I have roses out front. There are deer that can come up from the creek and could come in my yard and eat my roses. They never touch my roses. They eat neighbor's roses.
Uh-huh.
But they never eat my roses.
Oh, that's great. That's...
I'm not fussy about roses. Yes, they get black spot. Yes, some bug eats them. So what? You know, I photograph them hopefully when they haven't been eaten. And then, I come out the next day and this perfect rose has a little hole in it. It's like, okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not going to use chemicals.
Yes.
So that my roses look perfect. I'm not. I'll go out and there was a huge aphid infestation. You probably had it up there, too, recently. And I just go out and I just run my fingers over the stem of the rose, and they're pretty much gone. And then you just wash them off with a hose. You don't have to use chemicals. And
sure.
The more pristine your garden, the more it's going to feed you. The
okay.
more it's going to feed you.
So does that mean that the best gardens for feeding us are formal and very structured?
You know, I would never make somebody wrong for feeling that a formal. Some people are really formal and structured, and
uh-huh.
that's what they're comfortable with.
Uh-huh.
But I just had an experience of it's actually the man who sold me my Jeep. And I ended up being friends with him. And he said, you know, we just bought a house. There's all these roses in back. I know you're a gardening blogger. Why don't you just come get them? And I said, what, really? Uh-huh. And I went over, and it was this. He said the people who lived here before were retired. This was their life. They spent all their time making this really formal, structured garden that was just, I mean, oh my goodness, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars invested in roses.
Right.
And I thought, they're beautiful, but this is not how I would do this. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even be comfortable in such a structured garden. I like things to be more random. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be held. I certainly don't want to be going into the garden, which is a place of nurturing myself, and feel like it has to look a certain way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so my critic is going to come out. I know I've actually talked to people who were afraid to start gardens because their critic was one step ahead of them, and they didn't think they knew how to do it,
right.
And they didn't think it would look right. And I was like,
what will the neighbors
goodness.
Think? Yes.
Leave your critic at the gate. This is a place to enjoy. This is a place to express yourself while you still, but your backyard is not a blank canvas. You want to leave some corners that have not been cultivated. You don't want every square inch cultivated because who was there before you? And what butterflies were passing through there or what little critters were passing through there mm-hmm. that for decades that were relying on a certain, some familiarity that you have an, I think, moral obligation to maintain.
So it's kind of like keeping the ecosystem and
intact.
The arrangement, yes, intact for the purpose of sustaining nature.
Exactly. You don't want them coming to your fence and go, whoa, what happened here?
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's familiar.
So what is the wisdom, the life wisdom that comes from that?
From what?
From the keeping a wild section of the garden. Not like making it all, you know, over and all pristine.
You know, there's an old story in the British Isles that you always leave some undisturbed part of the garden for the wee folks,
uh-huh.
you know, for the undiscovered, you know, for those little critters that you'll never see, the fairies or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's such a beautiful metaphor. So it works in the garden, but it also works internally, okay. that you leave wild, undisturbed corners in your garden. What wild, undisturbed corners do you leave within you or within your partner,
mm.
your children, your parents, your closest friends? What is left respectfully and quietly for passive cultivation, for
mm.
privacy, for the imagination, for discovery, for serendipity, for
mm.
faith, for secrecy, for grace, for the future, for the unknowable and the unknown?
Beautiful.
Didn't Einstein say that mystery, that the we could always count on mystery?
Yeah, something along those lines.
We think that we can just know everything. We can't.
And we can't control everything. And when we try to control everything, it wreaks havoc on our lives and on our world.
Absolutely. So I think a garden should be a place of discovery and experimental. So, you know, you see... I told somebody once, she was a novelist, and she really loved this. I said, you can't know a plant unless you've worked with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't know a plant, you can't work with a plant by controlling every single aspect of that plant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you really know what you're doing and you're an expert gardener, you know, you dig up the bulbs and you store them. I'm never going to do that. I'm
right,
never going to dig
right.
up the bulbs and store them. But just watch what happens with this plant. I say, don't pull things up if you don't know what it is. Wait and see.
Right.
You know, wait and see what that is. What is that? Who brought that in? There was a plant that emerged in my garden, and I went, oh, my God, this looks like pot. I thought it was pot.
Maybe
a bird brought this. This is Mendocino. Maybe uh-huh. a bird brought it in. I don't know if I can afford to wait and see what this is. And then finally, it grew this purple flower on top, but before that, people were actually coming back garden going, what is that? I said, I know. I don't think it's what you think it is. I'm going to wait and see. So it could be a thing of great beauty. And isn't that true in our life, that something shows up? And if you immediately judge it and you say, oh, I don't want that, I can't have that in my life.
Right.
But then if you waited to see when it blossomed, or what about children? We're always imposing on children from the beginning,
yes,
from the outset. You have to do this. You know, you have kids studying for tests and they're four.
I know, it's ridiculous. I'm particularly concerned about our educational system squelching creativity and natural learning for
exactly.
that very reason. It's this control, all these rigid rules, and not only what you have to learn, but how you have to learn.
Right. See, I put my daughter in a Rudolf Steiner school in Europe for 3 years. It's like, here, I know you don't speak Dutch, but I really think this is the best thing for you. You know, 6 days a week for 3 years. And I'm so grateful that she has those underpinnings.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back and got involved in Rudolf Steiner School here in California as well, and ended up running the Spanish program for 2 years for them. So really got to immerse myself in, you know, it's like the Michelangelo, he's, you know, sculpting something, and they say, you know, he let people know that he felt there was an angel inside, and he was letting the angel emerge.
Ooh,
right?
Yes.
Not
yes.
imposing his will on the outside, but seeing what was going to emerge from that piece of marble.
Right.
And our children have to be like that too.
Yes. Yes.
I just read a great quote from Mark Twain this morning that said, "The two best days in your life are the day you were born and the day you discover why."
Ooh, that's a great quote.
On that,
we're going to need to go to break.
Okay.
More with the author of Plant Whatever Brings You Joy, Blessed Wisdom from the Garden, Catherine Hall, when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio around the world. I'm having a wonderful conversation today with Catherine Hall. She is a gardener. She's a publicist. She's a wisdom maker, and she's put it into gardening terms in her latest book, Plant Whatever Brings You Joy, Blessed Wisdom from the Garden. Catherine, you know, there's so many lessons in here that sound like they're just about gardening, right? But there's so much more. What do you mean by repot the root bound for growth and expansion?
Okay, what comes up for me immediately in my own life was that I was living in Ohio in the 60s. I graduated from Kent State University, and it was kind of like, okay, what am I going to do next? And I got a job helping to run a recreation center. And then people like Bob Dylan, I was a hippie in the 60s, uh-huh. Christine. Bob Dylan showed up at Ohio State. I went to a concert. I thought he was amazing. I looked around. Not everybody thought he was amazing.
Right.
You know, it's like people were showing up, and I would look around and go, I was so ready for this. I was mm-hmm. so ready for whatever this was. And the people around me weren't. And so I followed that impulse to California,
uh-huh.
and I actually had, it's so interesting to me, that I actually had a job, my first job actually was in the Huff area in Cleveland, and it was a Catholic school building taken over by the public school system.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, there are girls' bathrooms in here, we're not going to spend any money building boys' bathrooms, so we'll just pull girls out of the local public schools and put them in the school. And I inherited these poor girls, separated from their brothers and the male folk and their families.
Just because of the bathrooms?
Because of the bathrooms.
Oh, my goodness. Bureaucracy at work.
Yeah, exactly. The windows had pebble glass on the bottom half. It was Catholic school, and they didn't want kids looking out the windows when they were supposed to be studying.
Right.
And so how could I, you know, here I was like, well, I think I was 22 when I graduated from college. And I brought in a plant, and I put it in the window ledge. And I was really struggling with whether I was equipped to take on these girls, even though I loved them, mm-hmm. even though they loved me, even though there was something special happening, I was so young, and I didn't feel like the Cleveland public school system was assisting me.
Mm-hmm.
They said, here's a stack of books. The kids are all graded according to their abilities. So not true. All black, did I mention that?
Mm.
And the room was so tiny that you couldn't even walk between the chairs
because
they were on top of each other. So there were all kinds of discipline problems that were invited. And here was this plant in the window. And I went home and I thought, I don't know if I can do this. I really don't know if this is what I should be doing. And I went back on a Monday morning and I looked this plant on the ledge, and it had grown. Have you ever seen a plant do this? This extraordinary stem trying to reach the light in the upper windows.
Oh.
And I look at that plant and I said, I have to go.
Uh-huh.
I have to go. So the idea of the garden as a source of wisdom for me was present at a very early age. I would say in my early childhood, because I lived in the country and there was this orange tree that I really connected with that was like, I could go to that tree, I could sit in it. I bet there are listeners who have a tree in their childhood that was special to them.
Mm-hmm. I did, and the reason it was special to me was because of the honeysuckle that grew right next to it, because I like to sit beneath it and suck on the honeysuckle.
See, we all have these memories. You know who writes about this? Wordsworth, extensively, if you ever, you know, how nature, when we're children, we do connect with nature, if we're allowed, if we're mm-hmm. not stuck in front of TVs and iPads and stuff. I mean, please, right. Parents, don't do that to your kids. Send them outside. And then we get disconnected from that as we go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And we need it. We desperately, desperately need it. Even if we're taking walks, we can take walks. We can go up to the lake. You know, don't just do it in the summer. Don't just do it on vacations. Fit it in. You know, Angela Sterian was one of the best teachers I ever had. I had her in grad school. She's an anthropologist, and she has shamanic background uh-huh. from uh-huh. Basque tradition. And she said, if you're not well, you know, if there, you know, you're emotionally, like, going through something, spend 1 hour out of doors every single day,
mm-hmm.
and you will get better.
Yeah, and there's, I know that there's been some research, too, that shows the physiological changes when we spend time out in nature, you know, like lowering blood pressure and things like that. So, yeah, and it's really where we've originated. So it's not
exactly.
such a stretch to think it might be good for us.
I know. I just read a report, I think it was on Twitter, a Twitter link, that said, are you having trouble sleeping? Which I'm appalled at the number of young people I see on Twitter. I'm a Twitter contributor for the San Francisco Chronicle, so I'm on Twitter a lot.
Uh-huh.
I see all the time people saying, what do you take to sleep? And I'm like, chamomile
oh.
tea?
Oh, dear.
You know? But I just read that if people go out in nature, it can reset their clocks, their biological clocks, so
uh-huh.
they can begin to sleep properly.
Yeah, yeah. And we had another guest on, Leanne Venier, and she's done a lot of research on light, and she sort of assimilates a lot of the research out there on light, and she says that the light that we're, that emanates from our computers and like our iPhones actually interferes with the normal melatonin cycle, you know, that actually gears us up for sleep. So we're messing with our natural rhythms.
Right. So well, that's an understatement, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, you've got so many different topics in here. I think there are, 52 altogether. And there's some great titles like Cherish the Beauty of the Season, Gently Guide the Tender Vine, Else It Become Wild, Tangled, and Impossible, Cherish the Precious Volunteers, Encourage Potential. There's some wonderful ones. What do you mean by rotate your crops? I know what that means in the garden, but I'm not sure I know what it means in life.
In life, I would say expose yourself to new things.
Mm.
Gardeners don't grow the same thing in the same field over and over again. Okay. They move their crops around, or they plant different kinds of crops to reestablish nitrogen and things that the soil needs. But we need variety as much. I'm a big fan of traveling.
I am too.
Getting yourself outside the United States. The United States is really, really big. But so people think, well, you know, I'll just go to Colorado or I'll go to New Orleans. And that's good. You know, it's good.
Uh-huh.
But it's not the same thing as moving to a different country where everything is different. The language is different. The culture is different.
Mm-hmm.
The values are different. Mind you, we all have at our core something that's the same,
mm-hmm.
the unity that we share. But the diversity of living in a different country and seeing the world through a different culture's eyes is really expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring that back. You bring that back to your own life here, and you'll never be the same.
Right.
You'll never be the same.
And my children have had the opportunity to travel to Japan and Europe because I, you know, I've traveled on business and been fortunate enough to be able to bring them a couple of times. And I really think that they're going to be different people because of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
I
also, they love it. Did they love it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And they're also really glad to be home to the normal food. You know,
that's usually right.
And speaking of food, it reminds me of rotate your crops. It reminds me of what I've been reading a lot about with, relating to food sensitivities. If we eat the same foods over and over and over again, then our bodies can develop a sensitivity to it and can create inflammation in our bodies and all sorts of health issues. So even it's something as simple as what we eat needs to be rotated, just like the crops.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So before we go to break, Catherine, can you share with our listeners how they can get connected with you, your blog, and, of course, your wonderful book?
Thank you. My blog, it has the same title as my book, Plant Whatever Brings You Joy, plantwhateverbringsyoujoy.com. My book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. It's available in as an ebook and as a paperback.
Uh-huh.
And Barnes & Noble has just put the book all over Creations. Thank you, Barnes & Noble.
That's great.
And it's in Seattle, specifically. It's at Elliott Bay
mm-hmm.
and Books, and also at East West
yes.
Bookstore. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Well, more with Catherine Hall when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
California surfing the new blue wave with El Morya on April 25th through the 29th. Join David Christopher Lewis, co-author of Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, at the New Living Expo, San Mateo Event Center, booth 331, and receive your personal aura clearing and chakra alignment. The master calls the new blue wave. Hear David lecture Friday at 8 p.m. on shifting to solar self-awareness by Aquarian Love. Get a new blue wave clearance at booth 331, the New Living Expo. Details at davidclewisevent.org.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Wow. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Catherine Hall. She's the author of Plant Whatever Brings You Joy, Blessed Wisdom from the Garden. And Catherine, your book is filled with wonderful, wonderful stories that all relate to the topics at hand that, you know, on the surface, it looks like you're just talking about gardening, and then you get into the story and apply it to life. And there are just some beautiful stories here.
Thank you.
The lesson, you know, share generously your bounty. You share a story about your grandmother who lived to be, what, 100?
Yes.
So can you share a little bit about that and what happened?
Yes. When my grandmother was 94, when she was 94, mind you, it was really obvious that she could not live alone and take care of herself anymore. She made it to 94.
That's pretty good.
I know. It's amazing. And so one thing led to another, and I placed her in a nursing home in Sonoma County, in downtown Sonoma, which is just this beautiful little town with gardens, and it was, you know, such a beautiful place to put her. And I lived about a half an hour away, and I would come and see her regularly. And I had to traverse this two-lane road through the valley, the wine country, to get there. And I noticed on one of my trips that there was a cart on the road selling flowers on the weekend. And I couldn't even imagine somebody doing that. I'd never seen it before, and really caught my attention. And I saw it a couple more weekends, and I thought, I wonder what they do on Monday with the flowers they haven't sold. Because there were a lot of flowers.
Right.
How many people stopped and bought them? I don't know. So one day I stopped on a weekend. There were Hispanic people selling the flowers, and I asked them, I speak Spanish, and I asked them, where do these come from? And they pointed out that set back from the road, there was actually a wholesale nursery, which I had somehow, it escaped me. There was so much foliage across the fence, I really couldn't see that. And so I made contact with the woman who owned the wholesale nursery, and I went to meet her. She was from Denmark, really lovely woman. And I told her that I had my grandmother in a nursing home in Sonoma, and told her that I'd noticed that she was now selling cut flowers on the weekend. And what did she do on Monday with the ones that she hadn't sold? And she said, oh, we're just recycling them.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, really? Was there any chance maybe that I could pick some up and take them to the nursing home? And she said, oh, I would love that, because she felt bad about having to recycle them. So the following Monday, I showed up. I had an SUV, so that was good. And I was directed to this small white building. And I thought, you know, they would give me maybe, you know, two or three bouquets of flowers to take to the nursing home.
Sure.
And the man walks me into this little building, and there are buckets and buckets and buckets. I mean, dozens of buckets of roses.
Oh, my goodness.
And he said, here. And I said, all of them? And he said, yes. Oh, my God.
Wow.
And they were in these white buckets with water, and they just filled up the back of my back of my SUV was flat. They filled it up. I mean, I could barely get them all in there. To move my border collies to the front seat on top of each other. And so I'm driving down Highway 12, looking in my rearview mirror, and there are, it's just not just run-of-the-mill roses, but this woman is selling high-quality roses across the nation.
Wow.
And I drove up to the front of the nursing home and went inside and said, we need vases. They came out. No one could believe. So we just turned the whole front desk into this rose factory and searched the nursing home for every vase we could possibly find and filled up the dining rooms and the crafts rooms and individual women's, you know, bedrooms with these amazing roses. And this happened week after week after week for throughout the season.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, you talk about how nature speaks to us on a soul level. It's, you know, and when people go into nursing homes, they're already at this stage of sort of disconnecting in some ways because they're having to live in a different kind of setting. And how wonderful to bring nature to them.
Can you imagine how many of those older women from my grandmother's peers probably tended roses for a good portion of their lives?
Oh, yes.
And suddenly they were going into the dining room and there were amazing, gorgeous roses on every table.
Oh, that's fabulous.
It was amazing. So just the power of, you know, being courageous enough to stop my car, ask what was happening. You know, we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
We can make that kind of difference just by going a little bit outside our comfort zone. And we never know what's going to come. I would never have imagined that something so wonderful would have happened out of that.
Right. And what's so fascinating about that story is there was bounty that wasn't visible to you or to most people. Only the people who worked in that industry in that particular location knew
right.
what bounty was left over. And, you know, that just seems like such a beautiful metaphor for life, because there is such bounty and it's often not visible to us until it appears.
Right. You have to peel back the layers and look around a bit.
I love that story. And I bet it made your grandmother happy too, right?
It did. And it made me so happy that I could provide her with these amazing roses that she could awaken to in the morning. So
uh-huh.
it was just really special.
Yeah. Oh, that's a
really
great story.
Special.
So, you know, we have to ask, what does it mean, plant whatever brings you joy? I know what that means in the garden, and I know what brings me joy, you know, in my container gardens. What does that mean in life?
What is it that you love to do? What is it that you love to do? There's great wisdom in knowing that simple thing, what it is you love to do, and to point yourself in that direction as much as possible. Don't cut yourself off from that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make up excuses that you don't have time or that you have no choice. You know, as a publicist, I'm fanatic about what books I promote.
Mm-hmm.
I just say no. I heard another quote recently. It's like, don't say yes when saying yes is saying no to yourself. When
mm-hmm.
saying yes to someone else is saying no to yourself.
Right.
And
we, a lot of us do that. And, you know, I feel like I've reformed my life pretty, you know, in a major way. But so many people are saying yes when they're denying themselves.
Mostly women.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're the caretakers and
right.
the nurturers. And
Yeah.
Do what you love. What makes you happy? You know, do what you love. There's no better piece of wisdom than to do what you love.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about your gardening blog?
About my gardening blog?
Yeah.
I love taking photographs.
Yeah, you've got some great photos on your website.
Thank you. And I had I still have a good Pentax camera, and I spent, the blog is 5.5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I see the blog as a source of, it's an oasis. Mm-hmm. I don't allow any, so many people have come and said, can I put some advertising in your blog?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's an oasis. It's a place where people can go. Granted, I am selling my book,
yes.
but all the other stuff I've let go of, even if it meant I could have made money, because I've always wanted the blog to be this place of inspiration and reflecting the beauty that I see in, I think I underestimate the fact that I see beauty in really unlikely places. It's all
mm-hmm.
around everybody, but they don't notice.
So you help them notice it.
I help them notice mm-hmm. it. You know, if it's the dragonfly that ended up in the wreath on my front door, or it's
the details of nature and the process. So, you know, unfortunately, this conversation has to come to an end on the air. Can you remind our listeners one more time what your website is?
PlantWhateverBringsYouJoy.com.
And it's a beautiful book as well, Plant Whatever Brings You Joy. It would be a great Mother's Day present for anybody who's either a gardener or on their, you know, their introspective journey. Catherine, thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, everybody. Catherine Hall, Plant Whatever Brings You Joy. Please join me again next week. Next week, I've got Lauren Archer on the air. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetics seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Used clinically by top line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience it yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole like wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.